Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
On Triple J.
It's a little podcast. Oh, look at the little podcast.
Lincoln from Brisbane has texted in a doozy.
What kind of doozy?
This is what Lincoln from Brisbane has texted in.
I'm just going to read it, no context as to what the topic is.
Well, you know, bear in mind that on this day, despite whenever you are listening to this podcast, we are about to find out who will be the next president of the United States of America.
This is an interesting time capsule for what the vibe was like in Australia at the time of the election.
For all we know, looking back, this might be one of the biggest turning points in the world's history, okay? You could be listening to this from a bunker, you know,
in the future.
Tuna cans stacked up next to you a nuclear war goes on that was all started because of Hillary or because of Trump. Who knows? I'm just saying that anything could happen at this point. This is right now. Everything's great. The sun's not exactly shining outside. It's a bit overcast at the moment, but that has nothing to do with the politics.
All right. What was the guy's name for the text? I forgot that this is what we're talking
Lincoln,
about.
Lincoln from Brisbane. Now, whether that is Lincoln Lewis, revered actor, Australian heartthrob, and Wally Lewis's son, we don't know yet. Okay. If you are listening to the future, from the future, Wally Lewis, outstanding rugby league player for Queensland, Lincoln Lewis, actor on a show called Home and Away.
All right. A minute 40 in. Yet to hear the text that Lincoln sent.
Yeah, okay, because there's no rush. All right, because the nuclear war that's going on outside could last for years. I'm in no rush.
Imagine you're in the bunker, the war's going on. You've been there for weeks. You're bored as anything. You open up. What? A crate of podcasts? What? Awesome. Oh, they're the Matt and Alex podcasts. Damn it.
Just waffles. Waffle for weeks. No, because I mean, if there's no nuclear war outside and you're that eager to hear the joke, I'd suggest put down the podcast, go outside, enjoy yourself. You never know how long this life will last, you know, that we live. So anyway, Lincoln from Brisbane. I mean, for all you know, you could be driving to work and the same thing that happened to you this morning, Alex, which you'll hear about in a second, a car could come careering out of nowhere and, you know, end it all. So look.
2 minutes 30.
Lincoln from Brisbane says this. And it's a really good joke. It's a very good joke. I don't know whether he's written it himself or whether he's just rehashing something, but it says this. I believe Donald Trump's policy on... Oh, so wait. No, I stuffed it up. Is it even worth...
You stupid idiot.
Is it even worth doing it
anymore? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh. Is it worth... Be honest. Should I...
Did you say the punchline?
No, I didn't.
Say it quickly. Come on.
Okay. Lincoln from Brisbane has said, I can't believe Donald Trump's policy on cheese. He is only going to allow block cheese. He said he wants to make America great again.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the wait for that. That's all we've got the time and the patience for.
To clarify, great is spelled G-R-A-T-E. Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
We kicked off with TK Midzar and Simulation. Just there, a really great track from Everything Everything, Kimasabi.
You know, that's my second favourite song, ending with the double syllable, Sabi. Because my first one is...
Lee Harding's Wasabi.
Yes! Yep. Sorry, how did you know?
Because I am also a fan. thank you so much for joining us this morning on Triple J.
Give us a bar. Shoot a bar out for us.
Wasabi. Looks so hot, man. My head's going to blow. I think. Election is going on with text coming in. Never a truer word said than this one. If there's no sausage sizzle, then it's not a democracy. In fact, it may not even be a civilization.
Yes. Bravo.
Speaking of civilization going to pot...
I saw a high-speed chase this morning.
No. What, yeah. In real life?
Yeah.
As you were driving along, high-speed chase happened.
I was cruising.
Yeah.
Okay. Two lanes either side divided by a medium, all right?
Yeah.
I'm cruising far left, okay? On the other side of the road into incoming traffic, and it was early, so there wasn't a heap, vroom,
this white
SUV vehicle flying down. I'm like, oh, that's unusual. Then in the lane next to me on the right side of the road, as in the correct side of the road, police car lights, meow, after him. I'm like, oh, boy, you don't see that every morning as you're going into work.
Well, if you're in the middle of a chase right now, can you please pull over?
Well.
All right? It's not about anyone else. It's not about you, all right? What you're doing is very dangerous. People die in these situations.
Yes. I doubt the people are listening.
Someone who's got nothing to do with your stupid whatever you've stolen or whatever you're running, no, you might hurt someone. So just pull over.
Well, I don't think the white SUV people, because further up the road, I just kept driving. All right, turn around a corner. The white car had gone off the road and crashed into some bushes.
Oh. So it's already over.
Yep.
Okay.
And the police car had pulled up and they were like, had torches out and were looking around. So they've obviously done a runner. So that's what I'm reporting this morning. Rolling coverage of the car chase 2016.
I saw a girl walking two dogs.
On Triple J, Julia Jacklin with her track Coming of Age. Congratulations to her for getting a couple of nominations for a J Award, both for Aussie Album of the Year and for Unearthed Artist of the Year. Very big year for Julia. That's her track Coming of Age. You also heard the Belligerents, Brizzy Band, Caroline. Big Oz Music Month still continuing here at Triple J. We'll be playing you plenty of tunes across this morning, including a track from our Aussie feature album in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, we just found out that the American elections, they don't do sausage sizzles there. But we do provide all the bangers you need for your Wednesday morning.
Exactly right. Shout out to the Tasmanians at the moment. Hey, lads, Louie and James about to harvest wild Tasmanian periwinkles for the overseas market. Nothing like diving whilst there's snow on the mountains. Cheers.
I've never eaten a periwinkle.
No, neither have I. But Liam is also originally from Tasmania. But where are you right now, Liam?
Hey, Matt and Alex, I'm in Kingston in upstate New York, which is about 2.5 hours away from the city.
Whoa. That's nice. How long have you been there for?
I've actually only been here for about five months now, so it's a pretty new transition.
What took you to Kingston? Were you just that eager for the election?
Yeah, I came here specifically so I could watch the chaos unfurl.
But what's the vibe like in the States this morning? I mean, one of the more divisive elections I could remember happening in the US right now. What vibe are you getting from the Americans around you?
You know, it's like pretty varied, to be honest. A lot of people here don't even know whether to actually vote or not. There's a lot of younger people, which I'm pretty close friends with. The younger community seem pretty disenchanted with their options, which kind of creates a lot of disengagement from political sort of stuff. So a lot of people don't want to vote. A lot of people sort of have two shitty options. And a lot of people are going to vote for Hillary in my sort of community because it's the vast contrast between Trump and her is pretty crazy. So
it's pretty wide gulf. We just saw a bit of footage of them going in to vote themselves, both of the candidates. Trump getting a few boos from various people.
What's the vibe in New York City? Do people like Trump in New York City?
I can't say for down in Manhattan, but up here, even though this is a pretty wholesome community, there's actually a lot of Trump signs around. You wouldn't think it because we're in the most beautiful part of one of the most beautiful parts of the world with some really beautiful people, but there are a lot of Trump signs.
Well, in the news with Alice Matthews before, I heard a bit of footage of a guy who was like, got to get in Trump, got to drain the swamp. Drain that swamp that of crazy. Washington, which is quite...
Oh, my God. Quite Liam, your partner is able to vote. Has she gone?
Yeah, she's from the United States, and she drove down to the city to vote. She's voting Hillary although she's not really that keen on both of those options. But I think really anything to prevent that other option, you know.
Right. What about the tough, probably the worst situation of the election, the fact that there's no sausage sizzles at the...
I don't think if I even said the word sausage sizzle, people would know what that is, which that's a sad thing.
Liam, really, go to the nearest airport and get out. Get out.
Beat the people who are going to be moving to Canada if the result goes against them. You just need to get out beforehand. The flights will be booked for weeks.
Why has your wife got to drive 2 hours?
That was actually her own fault. You can vote up here, but she sort of ignored the situation of changing her polling place. Should I even do it? Should I even vote?
We've all been there.
Oh, God.
Nicely done.
She drove all the way to the city just to do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Liam. Have a really great day and all the best with it.
All right, guys.
Bye. The first election results will start coming in about 11 a.m. our time today. So stay by your radio. Zed Row will be dropping hints during songs, I guess, later on as it comes through. Radiohead with Burn the Witch on Triple J. We kicked off with Client Liaison's track Off. White Limousine.
When was the last time you were in a limousine? This time last year, Arias, you reckon?
Yeah, actually, it would have been in my stilts. Taped my legs, dressed in a latex pig suit.
That was, it's not quite as you know, glamorous as you'd expect.
Client Liaison, I do recall the very first time I heard music from them, Dave Ruby Howe brought them in from Triple J Unearthed. They uploaded a track called Feelings, and it was so great. Maybe they'll be a part of the weekend's countdown if you're cruising around on Saturday. Make sure you're tuning in to Triple J, teaming up with Triple J on Earth to give you the 100 best discoveries over the 10 years of TripleJUnearthed.com. I can't wait to listen to that.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, if you look at some of the names that have been discovered on Triple J Unearthed, it's going to be a pretty massive Saturday. Well, TK might say she was on Unearthed with Brontosaurus. Julia Jacklin, we played earlier on Unearthed.
It's almost time for the 7 o'clock news as well this morning. We've got Josh Thomas on the show right now. I want to chat to Kay from Redfern. Morning, Kay.
Good morning. How are you going, guys?
Great, thank you, Kay.
I said earlier on I witnessed a car chase. This car going on the other side of the road this morning next to me as I'm driving to work. Police car all after it. It was bumped in, you know, they abandoned it later on. What happened to you?
Similar kind of thing, except mine happened at night. I was driving along. There was a median strip in the middle. I'd just finished a late shift at work and there was a police car coming the opposite way with their lights on. I thought there must be something happening behind me, and then I looked up and there was a car right in front of me. They didn't have their headlights on. They'd swerved onto the wrong side of the road, and all I saw was a reflection of my headlights in theirs, and I was like, oh my gosh, and they swerved around me and the police just kept pursuing them. And I heard your story and I thought, oh my gosh, it sounds like very similar to my story.
But I
guess the upshot of my story was that I had a bit of a life epiphany after that, and I decided to do the things I enjoy. So I love mangoes, so I ate mangoes for 3 months, and all my friends were like, "What's going on with Kate? You keep eating mangoes."
Yeah, so you got a new perspective on life afterwards.
I did. I love mangoes and ate a lot of them, probably a whole lifetime's worth.
Well, I love mangoes as well.
Maybe today's the day.
Go eat a mango, Alec.
All right, will do, Kay. Thanks so much for the chat.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Here's the Naked and Famous now to get you to 7 o'clock. We kick things off with Birds of Tokyo's track Brace and just there, Miami Horror with Holidays. Will it be a horror for Miami and Florida, one of the swing states who are currently at the polls in America? Found out they're only open Tuesday afternoons.
1 till 5, apparently.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Cray, this morning on Triple J Breakfast, we're chatting to Ray Johnson. Morning to you, Ray, as we do.
Good morning.
Gizmodo Journo, into chat games and tech. How's the election game going? Are people working on Trump v. Clinton? Angry Birds.
Oh, I thought you were talking more like election simulator. Like, you know, you start off as an assistant at the polling booths.
Got to be president.
And then you go up to head counter. or something.
There's an idea in that.
Yeah,
definitely. But
what's the story internationally? What's happening with the voting?
Well, not even talking about internationally, but talking about in space. You know, the astronauts are able to vote in space. I found this out this morning. Do yourself a favor, everyone. Go and follow the NASA Instagram account because their stories are the best.
Yeah, and that's what they are. They're fictional stories. Because we all know that NASA is actually just a construct. So that they can make money off globes, given that the world is actually flat.
Oh, man.
Anyways, so... They're putting
you
up.
Can't,
so
Ray, it's like if you were the doctor putting the hammer on the knee. It's a reaction. He can't help
so
it.
So you're telling me that NASA's got actors in a studio that are voting?
No, Matt. Actual astronauts.
How many astronauts are up there?
All right. So how do they do it? How do they vote? Do you know, like, how do they get it? How do they get their ballots in?
Yeah, they literally just vote from space and just like transmit what they are wanting to vote for, and then the guys down on the ground collect it. And but that's been happening since 1997, which is pretty cool.
Well, I think that we should build a wall between us and space, so that these aliens, and I use that word in the correct term, aliens, cannot be influencing the human race.
Well, I would suggest. I mean, I think that some of these astronauts might want to just stay out there once the result comes in.
All right, you're cleared for landing. No, we're good. No, we're good up here, thanks. Oh, that's good to know.
So what else is happening in space? Because I've heard Stephen Hawking is doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, this is super exciting and will totally blow your flat earth theory out of the water,
wow.
I must say.
I bet not much can do that, but try.
Stephen Hawking has got this program called Breakthrough Listen, and it's a 10-year, $100 million project to find evidence of intelligent life other than our own. And they're actually using the telescope now out at Parkes in central western New South Wales to listen out. And they've been paying very close attention to a newly discovered planet rotating around our closest star to our sun, which is really interesting. They think it might have water.
What?
Yeah.
But it might have water, but then it also might have life. Is that what you're saying?
Well, where there's water, there's life, and life finds a way in the eternal words of Jeff Goldblum.
I always just find it, I mean, I can never understand how sending out radio signals, like, what's the likelihood that we're going to contact another being that happened to have evolved almost exactly like us?
But what happens if we never try, Matt?
Yeah.
We have to try.
That's a good point.
Very true.
Well, hello, if you're listening in Gwaldrog, thank you for tuning in too. Unarguably the best radio station in the cosmos.
All right, we're going to go back to games up next after some Dread Array. This is Unwind because after Melbourne International Games Week kicked off, there were some awards handed out, Ray. I want to see a couple of the winners from you very soon.
Oh, it's a track called Unwind by our Triple J Unearthed High winner for 2016, Greta Ray. She's also nominated for a J Award for Unearthed Artist of the Year.
Well, she won the Unearthed High. She won the Songwriting Prize, which copped 50 large. Will the winning keep going for Greta Ray? You'll have to tune into Triple J next
tough
week.
Tough competition.
I'll tell you what, it is very difficult. But we will see next week as Oz Music Month continues here on Triple J. Right now, we're chatting games, tech with Ray Johnson, our good friend. And Gizmodo Journo. Morning to you, Ray.
Good morning.
You were just at Melbourne International Game Week.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, we had GCAP, which is Game Developers Conference. There was the Australian Game Developer Awards, and there was PAX Australia. So, big week.
Gamers on the red carpet, what do they wear?
Oh, everything from those T-shirts that have tuxedos printed on them.
Yeah. You know what? That doesn't surprise me. You know what? I'm not blown away.
Yeah, those T-shirts and like three-quarter length cargos as well, I imagine.
There was legitimately a recipient of an award at the Australian Game Developer Awards who wore a cap backwards and shorts and a pair of sneakers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then you've also got the people that wore bow ties and formal dresses and beautiful coloured hair.
Yeah, that makes sense. All types, which is brilliant. Who were the big winners?
Big winners, Game of the Year, was from Yak & Co. With their game Agent A, A Puzzle in Disguise. So it's like a spy 3D, 2D blended point-and-click adventure. So everyone's definitely got to check that out. Other award winners included Killing Time at Lightspeed, which is a really interesting take on social media. You've got to check
that one
out
as
well.
You mentioned that one a little while ago.
Yeah, so it did really well.
So what does it do for social media?
Well, basically the premise is you're heading off into space. Oh, sorry, Matt.
So it really is a computer game.
The two minute ride till you hit the dome. Glass dome above us.
So every time you refresh your Facebook feed, years have gone by. So you're able to see the changing political landscape. You know, you're seeing really long term effects of, you know, split second decisions that you've made to like a status or send someone a message. You're giving support to someone. So it is very, very interesting. That one won an award. Ooh. So did Tangent, was another game that won an award. Assault Android Cactus, which is one of my favourite things to say.
It sounds like a strange game.
And also a game called Tennis Bits won a design award. So
Tennis Bits?
Tennis Bits from PlaySide Studios.
A very interesting racket. Now, What's the best film Oscar for the games?
Well, that would be the game of the year, which did go to Agent A, Puzzle in Disguise. Cool. But also you've got the studio of the year, which went to League of Geeks, which is where the aforementioned developer wearing the shorts and
Pappas
from.
Big ups to League of Geeks for joining us this morning. All right, brilliant stuff, Ray. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We better let you get out of here, but we will catch you very, very soon.
No problems.
Going to play some more music here that you can find on triplejunearth.com from an artist called Manu Crooks.
Despite him being ruled out of the second test.
Thank you very much, Alice Matthews.
Date.
Matt's playing something off a laptop here.
That's what people are saying. That's what people are saying is the what the sample was.
I'm free by Sonic.
Ultranate.
Oh, an Ultranate. That sounds like
That's apparently it.
Well, the election going on in earnest right now. Let's cross to the States. Our good friend Brinley from Brooklyn. Morning to you.
Hi guys. I feel like we're friends now. I love it.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah. Hey, Brinley, what's happening? It's all happening on election day. Were you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's a lot. Hey, I kind of started crying in the subway this morning. I got so nervous.
Oh, Brinley.
Nervous about what? Voting or the result?
The result more than anything. It's closer than you think. Mm. So I'm actually, I'm registered in Ohio, which is a really big swing state. So I was back there this weekend to vote. And I live in New York now, but going back to Ohio is the first time that I really saw full-on, like, Trumpomania, like gas stations or petrol stations, all the marquees had Trump and there were Trump signs everywhere, and it made me nervous. Like, holy crap, this is closer than I might have thought.
Well, you're in Brooklyn at the moment. I mean, Donald Trump has just been like, is his name synonymous with New York? What's likely to happen there, do you think?
Well, Hillary's going to win here, easy. But I kind of hope that people boycott his ice skating rink.
Okay.
Right. Well, going into the polls, he was facing a lot of boos. In both English and Spanish, you were saying, Alice, everyone's getting on board the booing there.
Si.
Exactly. And Brinley, what's the plan afterwards when the result comes in? Have you got some sort of little party or something you're going to?
We'll see. It depends. If Hillary wins, yeah, I'm going to go out. There's supposed to be fireworks on the river. And if Donald Trump wins, you guys might see me back in Australia.
All right. Well, love to have you back, Ridley. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Cheers, guys. See ya.
Bye. Thank you very much. And, Alice, about 11 a.m. is when the first results start coming in.
That's right.
All right. Well, you stay on top of things. And up next, we're going to be chatting to an ABC reporter who is at the polling booth that Donald Trump went to vote at before, where those boos were taken from. We're going to be seeing how the vibe is over in New York with Steph March in a moment.
I still swear they're booing because there's no sausage sizzles. That's all.
Matt and Alex joining you, and it feels like the American election has been in slow-mo about 15 months.
Oh, and back and forth as well. Just the arguments, the polls swinging, I mean, it's all just, it's all been all over the place.
And to give us an update as to where we are and what to expect over the next few hours as the votes are going in as we speak, Steph March, ABC journalist currently in New York. Good morning slash afternoon to you.
Good morning, guys.
Steph March, we just need to know, just kick things off, is it true that there are no sausage sizzles in any of the polling booths there?
Do you know what? Our team, ABC's Breakfast, has set up a sausage sizzle at a voting station in Virginia.
Yay!
So there's one place in all of America where you can get a democracy sausage. But I think we'd have to call it a democracy hot dog.
Oh, no. That is not
right
on.
Well, it depends. If they go in the bun, they've taken the square bread, surely.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in New York, but I reckon we would have heard about it if they'd gone with the square bread because there'd be riots on the street. Americans are pretty particular about their hot dogs.
Well, okay. Well, Steph, can you tell us where you are right now? What's going on around you?
I am at the Javits Convention Center, which is on Manhattan, and it's where Hillary Clinton's going to be holding her victory slash potential concession party tonight. It's a really big convention center. The space where she's going to be speaking is pretty incredible. The stage is in the shape of the American, continental America. It's a big map of America. There's a big giant H for Hillary behind her. There's a whole bunch of American flags lined up that would make our former Prime Minister Tony Abbott proud. I think I've stopped counting about 20. And it's just going to be a fascinating evening. The most interesting part about the venue that she's chosen is the roof of this convention centre is entirely made of glass. And we remember when she failed in her bid in 2008, she said to her voters, they put 18 million cracks in the glass ceiling. And so I think she's going to be hoping that today she might be able to shatter it underneath one.
Metaphorically,
yes,
of course.
Not literally, we hope.
Well, it would be a momentous occasion for the US should that happen. I could not imagine.
It's been momentous enough.
Yeah, it's very true, but I couldn't imagine the disappointment that she would feel. Should Donald Trump be victor? I mean, I've been disappointed in my life before, Steph, but should Hillary Clinton and the Democrats lose this particular election, I can't imagine what the vibe would be like.
Oh, it's true. And I went out to a polling station earlier in the morning in New York, actually the one that Donald Trump ended up casting his vote at. And I was talking to a lot of voters there, and it's on Manhattan, so it's a pretty... fair Democrat stronghold, and people who were voting for Hillary Clinton were just saying, I'm really worried. I'm worried about what would happen if Donald Trump wins, and they really sort of have great fears for the future of the nation. Whereas Donald Trump supporters, I did find a few of them. There was one guy actually who was walking up and down the line wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and he had a 360 camera strapped to his shoulder so he could film the reactions of the largely Democratic voters to his hat. So he was a bit of he called himself a public troller. But the Donald Trump supporters were quite sort of excited. And, you know, I know that obviously their candidate is not leading in the polls going into today, but they just seem really excited about, you know, him and the prospect of having him in the White House and even just what he's sort of done and the way he's challenged the establishment and the system. So they also, you know, say they're worried about the prospect of the Hillary Clinton presidency. A lot of people over here think she's corrupt and she's untrustworthy. So it's definitely been a polarizing election, and that's being borne out today.
And so what are the candidates doing today? I mean, I saw Barack Obama was out playing a ritual. It's a ritual. He plays a game of basketball every morning on the voting days. Donald Trump did vote, but what do they do for the rest of their day? Do they just hide and just pray that something's going to go their way, or are they still in people's ears?
Well, there's nothing scheduled for the day, but there's sort of been rumours that Donald Trump might head out somewhere else and do an event, but we haven't seen anything like that yet. He did give an interview to Fox News earlier this morning and sort of reiterated the concerns that he's been talking about for weeks that this election could be rigged. He was saying, you know, there's been reports in early voting and today that when you check Democrat on the ballot machine, it... puts it through as Republican. So he's still kind of talking about and raising those issues. And also in Nevada, the Trump campaign has launched a legal challenge to one of the early polling stations. They say stayed open for 2 hours longer than it should have. So there's sort of a bit of, you know, behind the scenes stuff already going on. But really the candidates are just we're just all waiting for those exit polls to start coming in about an hour and a half, and then the candidates to eventually give their speeches tonight.
Well, the votes officially start getting counted around about 11 o'clock. The first states start going in our time, 11 a.m. this morning. So we'll be watching the rolling coverage across the day, Steph, and all the best with it there. Hopefully you can grab a quick flight to Virginia and find the ABC News breakfast sausage sizzle.
Wouldn't that be nice? Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. We're going to play some Polish Club right here.
Frank Ocean, Pink and White was the first track you heard. And just there, Lana Del Rey, West Coast. Ultraviolence was the album that it came off, and it was number 32 in the Hot 100 in 2014. We ain't talking West Coast.
No, today. Election results don't come until like 3 p.m. or something.
Heaps later. Someone who grew up on the East Coast of this fine country is our guest at the moment. Hello, Josh Thomas.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you so much for joining us, Josh, on what is a busy day for you as well. Obviously, you've got your election party sorted. You're going to be sitting down watching the rolling coverage on ABC News 24 of the American election.
I feel quite excited and a bit sick about it. I'm surprised how much it's sort of on my mind.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Early predictions?
Well, Donald Trump's not going to win, is he?
I don't know.
He could win.
I mean, I'm not saying who do you want to win. I'm just saying, what do you think?
There's like a tiny portion of me, like the piece of me that likes like destroying sandcastles, you know, or like when I was a teenager that would like think it was so fun to throw my beer bottle into the middle of the road.
Yeah.
That wants him to win. There is like a section of me that just sort of just thinks it would be.
Yeah.
Well, I was chatting to someone who was, you know, I think a Hillary Bernie Sanders type supporter. And he's like, you know, I don't mind if Trump gets in because you need, you know, things go both ways. You need that, you know, sort of slash and burn type style. And let's rock the system a little bit in order for people to go, all right, well, let's calibrate it back the other way for next time, even further.
Like, they want him to come in as a lesson.
So I guess
this is what you get when you sexually harass women and then become the president. This is what you get.
All right. No, well, you've been over to the States a fair bit with as part of this show. Right.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
What have you learned?
What do you learn about the States? What do you like, not like about the States?
Well, I remember like way back when he was in primary and I got off a plane somewhere and somebody was wearing a Donald Trump shirt and it was just the most outrageous thing. I was like, are you kidding? Like, it was basically like wearing a jumper that says, I hate Mexicans, right? Like, it was this entire platform. And this person's, I just couldn't believe that somebody there was into him. But then it turns out a lot of them are.
Yeah, it's really spread. Trump fever.
they like him.
All right. But I mean, it's incredible that your show has done so well over the last four seasons. Please Like Me. Based off your first full-length stand-up show that you put on around the country at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Like, fourth season.
Coming up to season four, idea-wise, how did you go coming up with stuff?
Were you running out?
Because we've done quite a few radio shows.
Yeah.
And so it keeps getting tougher and tougher.
So you've been to America. Tell us about it. I think we did okay. So I guess I find out like over the next 6 weeks. It's not that like, our stories aren't that like highfalutin, you know. It's not like Miss Fisher's murder mysteries. Like, our plotting sessions aren't long. It's like Josh kisses a boy. That's it. Four.
It's still revolving around food-based episode names.
Yeah.
You're just gonna keep going. Baba Ganoush is the episode one. Is episode one, episode two, porridge. You're sticking with this. Does it ever have anything to do with it, really?
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. Yeah, it's always in the episode.
Interesting.
Is that good? I don't know.
No, I'm always intrigued by it.
You just have to call it something, Matt, you know? You have to name it something. And so we named it Baba Ganoush.
But in the first episode, your mum threatens to throw away all your teddy bears.
Yeah.
Childhood teddy bears or your
characters. maybe we did run out of ideas, okay? Thanks. Okay.
I was wondering, is this based on truth? Did you have a situation where your parents were, you know, because we were talking earlier in the week that that parents, they do well to put up with the amount of storage that, you know, the way that we treat their houses like storage. Did you have a moment where you had to say goodbye to some childhood toys?
No, they're still there, but she was complaining about it. And I just sort of thought, what are you doing with this? You've got like four bedrooms and it's just you. I'm not taking my teddy bears back. And you don't want me to throw them out, okay? You don't want me to throw them out more than I don't want to throw them out. So just keep them. And then I won that argument and they're still there.
Found a good home. That's good.
Excellent. They found a good home. They're okay. One thing you don't have to worry about today is the where my teddy bears are.
I want
to safe.
I want to ask you about
garbage bags.
Your favourite one. After some trophy eyes, this is Breathe You In. Josh Thomas joining us on Triple J Breakfast this morning. 7 minutes past eight. It's a really cool band from Newcastle. Trophy Eyes is their name. That track is called Breathe You In. Playing the Unify Gathering early next year if you're keen on checking them out. Matt and Alex joining you on Triple J Breakfast. Joining us, Josh Thomas, star, writer and half director of Please Like Me Series 4, which is coming out. Hello again, Josh.
Hello. Do you know what I learned the other day?
What?
When we were doing the music for my shows, we have like a band, you know. I'm incredible at clicking, like incredible at it. So the composer, she was saying like, oh, I do the clicking on this track because she's so good at clicking. And then she clicked, right? And everyone was like, wow, that's good. And then I clicked and it was like one of the most beautiful noises you've ever heard.
Okay, now is this the timing of which you clicked by, like along to the music?
No, or you want like
your
it's
actual
like volume.
Individual it's
like
volume. Click?
Yeah, like you click into the mic, two hands.
Both okay. Together.
Yeah, at the same time.
I got to tell you, Josh, I'm pretty good at everything and clicking is included.
This is the thing, because I'm not good at anything, but I'm a beautiful clicker.
Okay, all right.
Here's Matt O'Kine, double-handed click.
Oh, no, that was soft.
Oh, no, 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 you had one chance. You had one chance. Can't be doing that, okay? Alex Dyson, double-handed one click.
That was warm.
Okay, you ready for me?
Josh Thomas.
Oh, that sounded pretty good.
Oh, baby.
Is that nice? But what I'm worried about is like the mic levels. Because I don't want like us having uneven mic levels and the listeners at home thinking one of you is better. Because I was clearly better.
Can we have a little click appella, please? A little situation. We'll all just click along to a little tune. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
I just want to hear Josh's click.
Well, there we go. And you won.
Thanks for coming in, Josh Thomas, season 4 of Please Like Me.
This is going to get the ratings up, right? I've done it. I've done the publicity now. I've finished it.
I want to ask you one question quickly, which hopefully pertinent to the series Please Like Me.
Do you think my click was better?
I think you won the click off just then.
It was marvellous. Okay.
But I hadn't warmed up, you know. You knew that this was going to happen probably. You came into this interview knowing full well that you'd want to show off.
That
you'd
want to
show off your click. So you probably warmed up all morning.
Hey, Josh, it was Lorde's birthday yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Incredible singer. She wrote a really beautiful post about her album she made when she was, you know, a teenager, which was a bit of an ode to being young. And now she's turning 20. She's done a lot of thinking. She's had heartbreak. She's had many other things. She described all of this a lot more eloquently than myself. It was a really nice post if you want to check it out. And it seems, you know, yourself being a young person in television,
I'm about to turn
30. Well, you know.
Mate, you've been doing this since very, very young, though.
Yeah.
You've been doing, I mean, even just the stand-up and everything, you pretty much, you haven't had any other job, really.
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're in a similar boat to Lorde, don't pretend
that
you're
not. Well, I'm not in a similar boat to Lorde.
Well, just because you're not at the Met Gala, but you've still done, I mean, you were at the bloody Logies when you were 20. Come on.
Yeah, I have been. No, you're right. I have been to the Logies. You have to give me that.
Yeah. So you know,
how do you take these feelings of moving in towards, you know, being a fully blown adult, and then portray that in your, you know, art?
I think she's premature. Television. Thinking she's grown up at 20, but everybody does that when they turn 20. They think that they've like done it. Mm. They're like, I've done it and I'm here. But actually, 20-year-olds you change a lot from 20 to 30.
Mm.
You know. Mm. I used to be so worried when I was 20, but I'm not worried anymore. Well, don't you think?
You're very successful now. I mean...
You've been to the Logies.
Yeah. What is this now? What's going on today? Why are you complimenting me so much? Are you all right?
I'm a big fan.
Matt hasn't been invited to the Logies before.
I still have... I'm yet to get an invite.
He's been on
many
TV shows.
It's under my skin. It's really doing my head in. But anyway...
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss the Logies.
Hey, you were directing this season. You did direct a couple of episodes. I just want to know, with the making of this, Please Like Me... Were there any scenes? I mean, now you're fourth season. You are 30 years old. You're established. You're proven to be excellent at what you do.
Thanks, man.
Was there any scenes that you had to really push over the line that they didn't want you to do? Any controversial stuff?
There wasn't. This sounds like it was leading up to something.
No.
Want to know the best controversy I've had in the show's history?
Yeah.
So you know the Americans, they're like very frigid. They don't like nudity.
Mm.
And I had a big fight with them because Tom, right, he was in his underwear, and Tom has like a pretty big penis, right? Like, he just does. Okay. Nothing I can do about it. That's just how it is. Sure. And they were like offended by it.
Why? Because they could see like the imprint in his
like
undies.
The outline of it, right? And it was like distracting them.
Right.
And so I had to have a conference call, like a proper legitimate professional conference call. Tom, I've been best friends with Tom since I was 12 about what I'm going to do about his penis.
So what did you...
We had to CGI to make it smaller.
Did you actually have to CGI? Like, It's like shot by shot in terms of frame by frame, 24 frames a second. Someone,
I didn't do it. Some guy did it,
Someone got hired to just do the old...
shrink it down. And then I had to call him. I'd be like, look, I fought this as hard as I could. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was on the phone. Like,
I went into bed really, for you.
I really tried my best. You should know. I've shrunk it.
The opposite of stacking or whatever it is. Oh,
wow.
Goodness. Well, it is the Australian... I mean, it goes to air Wednesdays 9:30. Please Like Me, ABC. Is it the director's cut? for Australia?
Is it the full-length version? That's what I'm wondering.
I do a very big sex scene on the television tonight, and I'm quite anxious about it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I take my shirt off, which is like, I don't want to ever be naked, so I have to do that. And I don't know. I hope people don't say anything mean, because only one person has to say something mean, and then I'll never take my shirt off for the next 6 years.
Well, if you're listening and thinking about it, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't.
Right. Watch the election
Seriously,
coverage.
I feel like they're going to think now that they should, but please don't.
Complain about the election result instead. Thank you very much, Josh Thomas. We'll catch you later.
I love you.
Love you too. Here's Grimes now. This is Kill V Maine. Matt O'Kine.
Oh, I've warmed up.
But on Saturday, he's battling a hamstring injury.
Thank you very much, Alice Matthews.
You're welcome.
We had Josh Thomas in before, and for whatever reason, I think he was bragging, basically, that he could click really good.
Yeah.
Matt, you thought you could take him on?
Yeah, I did. I went in unprepared.
Yeah.
Okay, he's even recently clicked. I hadn't recently clicked that much, so I went in fresh.
And this is what Matt's click sounded like.
Oh, not even on time.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I gave it a go.
The timing was better, but it sounded quieter, to be honest.
And this is Josh Thomas's click. I mean, noticeably better.
Yeah, it's a high pitch frequency. You're getting that proper clap.
Well, your synchronization was all out, so that's clearly not one of your talents.
Yeah, that's a 0.5 from the Russian judge there.
There we go. See that? Right on.
Okay, so Alice Duncan, you better jump on board.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
It was a bit woody.
It was quite woody.
A bit of an oak texture.
Do you consider yourself a good clicker? I mean, if you want to compare anything to clicking, what would be one of your other secret talents that people probably don't know about?
My secret talents? I don't have any.
None of them are secret anyway. You're more than happy to just... Yeah.
I've never considered clicking to be a talent that I could be proud of.
Right.
I kind of struggle.
What about like the old... hand under the armpit
farts. I can't do that.
I can't do that either, but I realize that I can do that noise by sort of sucking in my collarbones and lifting my arms up against my neck.
It's been so long since I've even tried it.
Found that out, putting on a shirt.
Well, you're not...
Thanks very much, Alice. We'll catch you later. All right, this is descending into literally Madokine trying to make farts under his shoulder.
It? No.
This is Tide Lion, Agoraphobia. Dave Ruby Howie in soon. I'm going to turn the mics off as quick as possible. You're on Triple J.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.